right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity again to be able to look at important subjects. I pray your spirit will be fully in control of all that's done. We're just so thankful that we have these times of fellowship and encouragement. Would you indeed meet our needs today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, well, we are dealing with the matter of emotions, and we've talked about several different things, and last week we talked about depression and some of the complexities of that, and that was a full morning of discussion all the way around, so I think you all have solved it, so I'll go, no, I will continue on here for a little bit more, and told you I just gave you some of the practical aspects. Dealing with depression is not one size fits all, and that's what the author is trying to say. Obviously, that's what I tried to say last week. However, I do think there are principles that apply all the time and things that do that are key. And so keeping in mind, I think most of you were here last week, keeping in mind the things that we covered last week, I want to look at the importance of believing that God is able to meet the need. He is able to work. He is able to give wisdom. If depression is outside of the realm of God's ability to handle, then the word of God is not true. So it's a strong statement, but yeah, it's just it's very important to understand that. Again, understanding there are physical, there are background issues. There are just a lot of different things. And the Bible's honest, as I mentioned last week. David clearly had more than, he was a very sensitive man. That's why he was the sweet psalmist of Israel. People who are extremely sensitive and creative often do just naturally have darker times. It's just part of their genetic makeup, and it's what makes them special. Many times they're the great creative geniuses. And so David clearly was a man that had that, and he was honest about it, and the Bible was honest about it. But you never see him in his Psalms being hopeless. He ends up with, look to the Lord. My hope is in the Lord. And I also gave you the illustration, as she does in this book, of C.H. Spurgeon. He had some very dark times. Again, a very sensitive man that had great genius and also full submission to the Lord, and he was able to preach like no other. I mean, honestly, you read his messages today, and they're just, they're on a different level. And he was able to be used of God mightily, but he was honest himself. Hudson Taylor is another one. And on you can go. Plus, you've got to understand that there is a spiritual battle, and sometimes darkness has nothing to do with us. Darkness has to do with the oppression of the evil one. And let me just say this before I get into a few things that I'm going to cover today, that if you have darkness that doesn't make any sense, then it's most likely the evil one. Okay, you may know, well, I think hormones may have to be at the bottom of this one, you know, or my circumstances are hard, or I'm physically not good at the moment, you know, those kinds of things. But if out of the blue you just sense oppression, you need to take your stand against the evil one. As a pastor, I know that very, very well. Just on a regular basis, you are facing the reality of spiritual battle. And that kind of darkness, you don't have to live with. That is not something that should stay very long. Because every time you look to the Lord, make sure your heart is right, not allow yourself to be introspective and accused, because that's what Satan's going to endeavor to do, but you take your stand against Satan, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I have honestly seen many a time, in a matter of moments, the clouds gone. the darkness is gone. One of the reasons that I like the prayer meeting that we have on Saturday nights from 6 to 8, as we pray, especially about church the next day, even though it does take away some pretty vital time for a pastor at a strategic time, but I remember prior to that, we started that back prior to 2000, so it goes back a long way, but I remember prior to that, boy, I mean, it could get dark on a Saturday night because you're in a spiritual battle. So I love being with God's people and praying. So that's been pretty much conquered. So that was, by the way, I may forget this. Be with God's people in prayer and you'll find a lot of solutions. Put that as a priority. Don't make that sort of an extra. I can't tell you what that will do for you personally because you will wake up to what's going on. You'll wake up to the spiritual battle and you will have a real sense of light by being with others in prayer. And so that's really one of the things I was going to say, but since it was right there, I'll mention that right now. So the spiritual battle is one of the reasons. So if you do find yourself inexplicably down, and there's really not a reason for it, it could just be you need to just ask God for deliverance, and he will give it to you. It's not an if. He will give it to you, and I can tell you from experience what a great God we have, and he has conquered Satan, and we can have real victory. All right, I will follow a little bit of the outline that she has here, but despite the reasons for the feeling of being down, the first and always the first thing for anything of any kind of nature of problems that we face is definitely look to the Lord first. Feelings must not be allowed to control us. We must exercise our will, no matter how we feel, and turn to the Lord. Now, ladies, what happens often is that we have coping mechanisms. We've talked about this on a number of occasions. And the coping mechanisms do not solve your problem. They sink you further into discouragement. And not that they're terribly wrong, but they are not the right way to go. For instance, a lot of people today, the coping mechanism is to utilize technology. Watch a movie. Get caught up on YouTube. Excuse me?
Pills.
Well, pills, absolutely. That's another one. Thank you. But on the matter of technology, you have the social networking, and I think people are waking up to that, but that doesn't solve a problem. And what I have found in this day of feeling orientation, ladies are getting into stuff that ladies never got into before. And this is especially the younger generation that I'm talking about. One of the things that you will find when you talk to the younger generation, everything is about experience. No one wants to get married till they're 30 because they want experiences. They go on the basis of feeling. They are very much dominated by that. And so when they are facing being down, it's very easy for them just to get caught into technology. And by the way, you know one of the greatest dangers on technology? It's called curiosity. Yeah. Curiosity will do it. You're exactly right. And so especially with younger women that you may be counseling, you need to encourage them. Do not cope with discouragement by getting on any form of technology that you can just endlessly go. And what happens is you go from one level to another. Now, ladies, I know what I'm talking about. Okay. And we just are living in a unique generation. That's one of the reasons we're not seeing the power of God, both male and female issues along this line, because the coping mechanism. Now, there's other, by the way, when you've gone down the path, even if it's not terrible, but just wasted time and it was not edifying and it was secular and all, do you feel better after a couple hours on technology? Excuse me?
I feel more tired.
You feel tired, you're distracted, and you feel guilty because that's time that was not used for God. You know, it... What's that?
I refuse to look at it. And
yeah, well, I just had a testimony of one of our strong men here at the church, and he said that he had just gotten caught on just not terrible things, but just got a little bit too much coping with YouTube and looking at how to fix things and all. And he says he took the challenge the 3 weeks prior to the conference. He said it just was revolutionary. Got back to doing all that God wanted him to do. He was so encouraged with his family. He just was just... His countenance was just shining. He just said, oh, thank you. That simple little challenge changed my life. But it's the coping aspect. It's, I hate to say it, it's exactly the same principle as somebody that's discouraged and goes out and drinks. Same principle, same addiction. In fact, you're having all these court cases about the addictive aspects of social networking and all of that. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to get you. And once you start going down that road, you're not going to solve your spiritual issues. You're not going to solve your depression problems that way. And there's other types of things. Sometimes ladies will go shopping when they're discouraged. Bad idea. Just bad idea. You need to be very contented and only go shopping when you have to, okay? Now, that was worth coming today, ladies, okay? That's an important one. You'd be amazed what I've had to deal with shopping addictions. It's a coping mechanism. And by the way, when the credit card starts piling up, that doesn't help your depression any, okay? It's a big deal, and it doesn't help your marriage either. So that may be for somebody in here. So shopping, I honestly, that's an addiction I don't have and I'm not tempted to have. So I have not been to Walmart in, I don't know, years now. I mean, that's okay, Walmart. If you work there, I'm sorry. But I try to stay, I just, anyway. Or frankly, eating can be that. And then you feel discouraged. You know, when you ate above what you needed to eat. So I can go down the line, okay? So your first move when you know the darkness is there, the cloud is there, should be to go to the Lord, though you don't feel like it. Now, anybody here that's had some bouts of major depression can tell you, though you know you need to go to the Lord, that's the last thing you do. I'll tell you why. And I'm going to say this carefully, and again, if you weren't here last week, I took a lot of time trying to balance this whole thing out about all the complexities of depression. But I'm going to make an important statement here, and that is that the reason that you don't go to the Lord first is that depression causes you, by the very nature of it, to focus on you. By coping, or feeling bad about it, or whatever. And though I'm not saying that depression came primarily because of self, it becomes self. Okay? Are you with me? And so it's a tricky thing to say, but in any case, it is. Even if you have a physiological problem, you can be paralyzed when you allow it to cause you to focus on yourself. And does the flesh like to go to God? The answer is no. Okay. By the way, when you're feeling sick, do you feel like going to God? Normally not. I'll tell you why. Because you're focused on feeling sick. And it's very legitimate. One thing, do not tell people who are in the hospital going through things, oh, it must be nice to be able to spend more time with the Lord. They will do all they can to be nice to you, but they're going to say, they have no idea, you know, because it's hard. It's just hard when you're not feeling good. Your mind's not able to function. So it's a what I'm trying to get to is it is a decision of the will to go to the Lord. So often we go on the basis of feelings. Oh, I'd like to spend a little time with the Lord. No, it's got to be, that's good, but it's a decision that I've got. My only answer is in Him. I've got to be in His Word. I've got to pour out my heart to Him. And it may not feel like doing it at all. It goes against right now. I know He loves me. I know all these things, but I just feel so, yeah. And I feel so discouraged, and I feel so like, where is God? And all that. That's the time you have to go to God, though nothing in you wants to do it. Are you tracking with me on this? I honestly think this may be the most important thing that I would say is to go against your feelings. You see, depression, and that can be a legitimate issue at the time, but then how you respond to it's when you get where you get into trouble. Okay. And if you're walking with God and you realize I got the cloud, I'm not feeling good, I'm down, I sense hormonally I'm down, or whatever, but you are communicating with God, you're fine. Okay, you're not being controlled by it and you are not coping. You have gone to God first. But that's not common. You think about it. David went to the Lord when he was at the bottom. And if you can learn that spiritual response that, oh, I just feel like going into a hole right now. You know, it's just dark. It's just, you know, I don't see any way out of this. If you can develop that deep conviction, okay, though I don't feel like it, I must go to my God. I promise you that you will find the answers. You won't have immediate, boom, it's gone. Don't look for that. Because that emotion may be very physically or other situation, other experiences around you are hedging you in. If it's Satan, yes, that can be gone if you take your stand. But you'll start thinking right. You'll start getting wisdom. You'll start seeing steps that can help you. You remember the practical discussion you all had last week? There are steps that are good. You know, it could be just simply the Lord would say it's on a nicer day, you know, and get out and walk. You know, I mean, that could be the leadership of the Lord. Really could be. Or, you know, you're not taking care of yourself. You need to do a few things that were talked about. Or you can, as you're spending time with the Lord, just the promises of God can give you peace in your spirit. So now listen to me. You can be emotionally dark, but your spirit can actually begin to have peace and hope, even though you haven't yet worked your way out of the physiological and the emotional issues that you're facing. Okay. And when you're thinking, you're gauging yourself right, and you have peace within, even though your mind is in turmoil, you're in pretty good shape. Remember I told you last week, and I've told you a number of times, we talk about the term psychotic. A person who is psychotic is a person who believes their irrational thinking. Okay. You can have irrational thinking, and you can say that's irrational, and you are not psychotic. You follow me? Okay, that's an extreme. I'm not putting this in the same. Well, by the way, depression can lead there, by the way. So I guess it does fit to say that. But if you can be able to talk to yourself, at times it's okay. Just don't have a conversation back and forth out loud. That's a little scary. But anyway, but you can talk to yourself. And I know I'm depressed. I think these are the reasons why. But this is the promise I'm claiming. And I'm believing God. I'm so thankful for what God has done for me. I'm telling you, it's amazing. The spirit will begin to at least make it manageable instead of it being overpowering. But if you cope first by going to technology, you're in bad shape when depression really hits. Everybody hearing me on this? This is our problem today. Or, you know, it could even be calling a friend. I'm going to talk about the need for others here in a minute. But go to the Lord before you call a friend. Because what you're going to find with a friend is you're hopeless and you're coping by talking to them, they'll say things, but it won't register well. And you're going to sense in their voice, I don't know what to do with this lady. Okay, that doesn't help you when a dear friend is really trying to be kind, but they just don't know how to talk to you at that point. Ever been there? I mean, so that tells you, oops, I didn't go first to my real friend. When you get hope in your spirit, even though you're still struggling, and then you talk to a friend, that friend, if they're spiritual, will pick up the hope and they can start giving you more hope. But if you use them as a coping mechanism, you can drag both of you down. Okay. So I appreciate you tracking with me, because this is important to get the right balance. But honestly, go to the Lord first, and you won't have necessarily a great experience. It isn't going to be like it solves everything at the moment. You're not going to get all the warm fuzzies. Now, it'd be wonderful if you do, you know. But you will get, if your heart is open to the Lord, you will begin to get direction. You will understand He's there. Truth will begin to sink into your heart. And God will guide and direct. And as you see circumstances occur because you have prayed, you're going to realize God's hand is working to deliver me. Instead of I'm just bound by my circumstances. So do look to the Lord first before coping. Now, the second one, these are basic principles, but what did I say? Depression, even if it's understandable, what does depression lead you to do? To be what? Selfish. Okay. So you look to the Lord first, and He will give you power to overcome self. And the first thing He's going to do is to get you out of yourself and to be a blessing to somebody else, to minister to somebody. You won't want to, just like you will not want to go to the Lord. You're not going to naturally, when you're in this kind of state, want to be a help to somebody else. But it is a way to put a knife through selfishness and to allow God to lead and guide. Now, I don't want to give I don't want to exaggerate this point. But remember, all of us are called to edify. And I'm going to make a strong point, and I hope you just let me say it. If you're not regularly walking with God, you're going to be in trouble. In other words, if it's not the thing to do each day to go to the Lord. And secondly, if you're not ministering regularly to people, you're going to get in your own little corner and really struggle. And you're going to isolate yourself. And it can really be a problem. So you say, but Pastor, at those moments, I just can't. Precisely, you can't, but God can. You know, think of all the other things that we trust God to do. I don't know about you, but it's never easy for me to witness. But when I'm trusting God, wow, it's pretty amazing what God will do. And there's a lot of things I can't do naturally, but God enables me to do. I'm a very shy person by nature. Speaking in public is not easy. I know that sounds really ridiculous for a pastor, you know, after all these years. And I have gotten confidence, obviously, and so it's a lot more natural. But I remember I just had to have God. It's a good thing. All right? In the same way, you need to believe that God can help you minister even though you don't feel like it. And the Holy Spirit will begin to start showing you your worth in Christ. He'll show you your purpose, and you will be greatly encouraged. You'll start thinking right. Get out of yourself. And in the process of this, as is mentioned here, you also allow other people to edify you. You see, if people have to come and search you out, that's a problem. But if you are looking to the Lord and you're trying to figure this out, but you are asking God for grace and He's giving you grace and you're out there, guess what? As you're edifying, you're going to get edified. How many of you have ever had a person say something? They're walking with God and they just said a little line and that was just exactly what you needed. I could give many, you know, wow. I mean, that was from God. Just that statement. They weren't even trying to help me. They were just made an exclamation, or this is what the Bible, I saw in the Bible today. And so when you're not in here, but you're trying to get out here, don't you think God can use people to speak to you? Yeah, it's really wonderful. And just a little word, or sometimes just a smile from somebody can mean a lot. You know, that little touch, that little encouragement. And it could be that then you can open your heart and you can get a little bit of help. It all depends. You got to be wise on that. And remember, when we talked about it last time, but in James chapter 5, when we talk about healing, it does talk about depression there, believe it or not, in that healing passage. And it's Christians getting together to pray and making sure they're right with one another, and you will be healed. So there is something extremely powerful about the body of Christ functioning. And did you know people can get depressed and they have a wall up and they won't let anybody in? They want help, but they don't allow it. And so the only way you can allow help when God has it is first, go to the Lord. Secondly, endeavor, even though you don't feel like it, to do what God tells you to do, to minister. And let me say this, be in the habit of ministering when you're doing well, so that when you're not doing well, you are still, you got a place to go. You got something to do. You've got a way to meet a need. You're right there. You've got a responsibility. So I think that's very, very important. That's God's plan for us. And so if you have Camp Compassion for hurting people, because every one of you have hurt, you may be hurting today, but when you have the power of God, you have a compassion for hurting people that can be a great blessing. And when you exercise compassion for hurting people, you will receive compassion for hurting yourself. Okay. And so I hope you can put that together. And then I like how she ends it. As much as friends are important, and that's God's plan, Ephesians makes that clear. Jesus is the friend that you need. And you can, through the dark times, realize that the one who died and rose again, who met every need that he faced, he will hold you. And I like the way she says it. Allow yourself to be held by Jesus himself. He cares that much. And that's why in better times, develop that close relationship with the Lord, so that it is then not a stretch to understand that Jesus loves you. I enjoyed all the different presentations on Easter morning and on Saturday. I hope you got to see that. You can't find it because of our agreement is with the music. It's not on YouTube now, so it's. But if you got to see it, let me just. I'm just curious. Which episode was your favorite? Anybody have one that was your favorite? See if we are on the same page here. Scooby. What's that?
I only saw one. So you're saying of the two.
Well, I'm talking about all the different little episodes that were in the video on Easter. Yeah, which one was your favorite?
I love the Song of Gilead, the Balm of Gilead.
Oh, the song. Yeah, that boy, that was great. Well,
I like the leper.
Okay. Yeah, the leper was mine too. In fact, of course, how can you say you have a favorite story when it comes to Christ from the Word of God? But I've been moved to tears several times just in my Bible reading, because I know how the lepers were cast outs. And I thought that was portrayed pretty well there, just the agony that the leper was going through. And so when Jesus came by him, when he cries out, you know, if you you know, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And the Lord says, I will. And then he did that which was totally against the law and humanly was great danger. He touched him. But of course, the minute he touched him, he was clean. So he did not break the law. I don't know. That one always gets me because it really is a picture. You know, unclean, we all are. But Lord, you can, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And I promise you, ladies, every time you ask him, he will. He will touch you. And he'll. And I love that ending of that little scene is when they hug, you know, and I think it gives just a beautiful picture of how God, the Son, Jesus Christ, embraces us and that he wants to do that. I mean, remember, the dearest thoughts of friendship come from the reality of who God is because we're made in his image. All right, these are simple thoughts. I didn't give you deep psychological counsel here today because honestly, the hope is from the Lord. And so those are very key points that I've given. It doesn't mean that there's other things to work through. You know, we talked about all that last week, but let's don't cope. Let's go to the Lord. Let's get out of our dark area by willful dependence upon God and serve others and then let them serve us and then just develop that relationship with Christ. And, you know, he'll give you wisdom on how to solve some of the other issues that go with it.